So that's the story in one small town. Let's go next to the big city, Houston. That's where people still face long lines for ice and water and gasoline. Most do not have electricity, and authorities say it may be another week before they get their power back. And some of the people affected are people who relocated to Houston after Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Ike brought back memories, as NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
Dion Coleman and her three sons rode out Ike in their two-bedroom South Houston apartment. But Coleman says she was awake all night.
You know, so I'm laying there, but I'm watching the window. Like when Katrina came, I was doing the same thing. It got dark and the window started shaking. And felt like the building moved. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Coleman jumped up and went into the living room. The winds were so strong it whipped rainwater under her door and into the apartment. That made her remember wading through flooded New Orleans searching for help.
When I stepped in the water, it's like I call it a flashback, you know, the water. I'd be all right as long as I don't see no water rising. You know, when I stepped in my living room, that was it. It sent me back.
Lionel Nicholson says he also had flashbacks of Katrina the night Ike hit Houston.
A little bit.
In New Orleans, he spent 3.5 days on the second floor of a flooded home waiting for help. But this time around, he said his newfound faith in God pulled him through.
I know a danger come. I know he's just enough to get me through it. So that's why I rest my faith in right now.
Both Nicholson and Coleman credit their renewed faith to Pastor Ronald Smith. It was 3 years ago that Pastor Smith picked the two of them up from the Houston Astrodome, which served as a massive shelter for Katrina survivors. Smith brought them to his church. He housed, fed, and helped dozens of Katrina victims for as long as they needed. Smith says in Coleman's case, that turned out to be 4 months.
She was the last one to leave and the first one back, so...
Coleman is back with her son sleeping in the church. Her apartment doesn't have power. The churches came back on 3 days ago. But it also has a lot of rain damage. Ike's wind snapped the steeple off the roof and water poured in.
If you look, that whole ceiling has sagged.
It has.
Yeah, so.
What are you going to do?
We're going to have to tear it all out.
Smith says he's looking at $40,000 in repairs, most of which is not covered by insurance. But despite the damage, spirits at the church are high. A handful of volunteers have arrived to clean up roof shingles, debris, and tree limbs littered around the grounds. They trudged the church's neon sign out from the sanctuary, where it was safe from Ike's high wind. It took 7 men to carry it outside and bolt it back onto its concrete pedestal.
We're back in business. There it is.
Actually, Smith is back in the shelter business. Not only are Dion Coleman and her son spending the night at the church, so are a dozen of his congregants whose homes were damaged. Sister Willa Mae Taylor says the church still has plenty of cots.
One of these carts the pastor said we had from Katrina, he still have them. I hope fortunately I don't fall out to bed.
For Reverend Richard Rubin and his wife, sleeping on the church floor in an airbed has been a challenge.
When I got in the airbed, she fell out on the other side. Then she got back in the bed. I fell off on this side.
As Coleman laughs uncontrollably in the background, Rubin says the camaraderie has been a great distraction.
I think everybody forgot about, really, we had problems these nights we've been spending here together.
Rubin's home had extensive water damage, and the power may not be back in Coleman's apartment for weeks. So together they might have many more nights forgetting the problems Hurricane Ike has caused. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Houston.